Egypt's recent parliamentary elections have left many in the country very bitter, saying the polls were rigged to give the ruling National Democratic Party more power as it heads into presidential elections late next year. We spoke with correspondent Elizabeth Arad in Cairo about the mood in the aftermath of the voting. Elizabeth, we understand there have already been some protests against the results.
Yes, that's right, Susan. On Sunday, opposition figures staged a protest saying that the newly elected parliament should be considered invalid. Others are talking about boycotting the presidential election next year. So several hundred protesters turned out. That's not a great amount, but considering the outcry against what virtually everyone but the government here is saying were fraudulent elections. But that's the way of demonstrations here. There appear to be as many, if not more, riot police than protesters. That's a common practice in Egypt, where they have these really tough emergency laws that make it really difficult for any kind of popular form of street protest.
You were there for both rounds of voting. Do these calls seem justified?
Well, it wasn't a pretty sight at the polls. NDP supporters tried to drown out anyone who tried to talk to me in support of any other candidate. People were turned away for what seemed like very arbitrary reasons in areas where the opposition support was strong. And already, opposition activists have put together a film, a documentary with clips of what they say are repeated offenses against free and fair elections from all across the country. President Mubarak, for his part, came on TV yesterday on Sunday to dismiss those charges, saying any irregularities were just very, very minor ones.
The Muslim Brotherhood-backed candidates failed to win even one seat outright, and they boycotted the second round. The government seems to have a particular dislike of the group, which of course is banned, but can run members as independents.
Yes, I think they feel they are the biggest threat, and the results do seem a bit suspicious that such a popular movement couldn't gain even one representative in the first round. They did very well last time in 2005. Now, the Constitution bans religious parties, but the government seems to take it a bit farther than that, often demonizing the Brotherhood as almost close to being this radicalized terror group, which, considering the group renounced violence decades ago, it falls a little flat. But what I also find rather interesting is a new focus of government condemnation. A week or so ago, as you might remember, there was a controversy about the building of a Coptic Christian center, and there was a paperwork problem over whether the center could also include a church. But it turned into a riot, and now the police presence in the Coptic areas afterward got really, really high. Now, the Copts, who are a minority in this mainly Muslim country, have claimed the government has discriminated against them in the past, but it's not really on religious grounds, more just that they're treated like second-class citizens. But what the government's doing now through its media, the official media and minor officials, is starting to talk about this new danger of radicalized Copts, who are, in their words, perverting the words of Jesus Christ to carry out violence and terror and that kind of thing. And it's that kind of conversation that makes some people here feel that the government's going to do everything in its power to use whatever laws it has to make the argument that its strong secular, and I emphasize secular, government is really the only choice for the country.
That was VOA correspondent Elizabeth Arad reporting from our bureau in Cairo. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.